So you are about to listen to Angela Padgett. So she is a woman of color who has created a free space for women of color to come on here to really be with one another and to share their experiences in life. And she's a life coach and she's an empathetic listener. And she is, I love her energy. I just love her energy and what she brought to the table and her faith in God and the way she spoke about her community. And it was just, it's so beautiful. And she talks about how she has overcome, you know, self-harm and suicidal thoughts and all that. And you're going to love this episode. And I say that really from the heart. You're going to love this episode. And I want you to really, really enjoy this. So let me shut up and you go ahead. Go, 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 go. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez. I'm so glad you're here at Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I love to talk about all kind of topics, life, because we have so many things out in our universe and so many facets of who we are. And as you know, I try to find like the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And today we have a really great woman with us. She's such a special guest to me. Her name is Angela Padgett, and she is a life coach and an empathetic listener. Now, most of you know, most of us ain't even listening, okay? Somebody could be empathetic while doing it. That's a good thing. Yes. Angela is the founder of She Is Me, an empowerment support group for women of color. And she has created a safe space for honest and vulnerable conversations, allowing women to connect deeply on their life journeys. I freaking love that. Angela is dedicated in guiding and providing tools for growth and healing, and she takes the time to truly understand and address the root of the emotions. So let's get it, y'all. Let's welcome Angela here to the show and let's share some wisdom and insights. And I'm super excited to have you here, Angela. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you. You know, the truth is I love seeing women doing things in the world. I love people stepping out in their gifts and their callings and just like putting stuff out there, Angela. And so when we saw your content, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so real, so authentic, so adorable and beautiful. And I'm like, okay, whatever here on stage. It's a good thing. It's such a good thing. And I love, you know, I speak to all kinds of people on the show, which is really fun. I speak to people that are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, coaches, consultants, things like that, because we have a lot to offer to the world. I don't speak to people who are just, you know, have an Amazon store, want to sell you a product. I want to actually talk to people who are trying to do something in the freaking world because we need it. We need it, Angela. So off the gate, my first question is always the same. I want my audience to get to know you better. So who are you anyway? Who are you, Angela? Who are you?
Hello, well, my name is Angela Padgett. I am a life coach and empathetic listener. I also go by AC Forever. I'm an artist, so I do music. And my music is super high vibrational, so it speaks to the soul. I am a person that is heavy on God. I wouldn't have been here without him. I moved to California. I currently live in California. I moved to California probably it's about 3 years now. I have my 3-year milestone living in California. I'm originally from Maryland, so the East Coast, and I am pursuing my dreams, and now they're not dreams, they're reality. I'm just really so thankful. I come from being a hurt, sad girl, dealing with suicide and self-harming and just mental health not being there. And so I'm a person that is so adamant about mental health and checking in with people, because mentally you may not be there, even if you are on autopilot, just the day to day. So I'm just I'm super big on that, and that's just who I am. I think my purpose is to help, encourage, motivate, and guide, and download wisdom and knowledge, even being poured back into me as well. Like I think that just helping this us you reunite with that community. That's my purpose. The unity and you know what we lost for a long time.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I love what you're talking about here. And, you know, okay, so let's back up for a second, because you left a lot of great things on the table, right? So, you know, like the mental health and self-harming and suicide and stuff. I went through that as a youth person, as a youth myself. So is that where the empathetic listening came from, because you weren't listened to? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. It's, I think my goal in life has always to be the person that I wanted when I was a kid. Like who I am now is who I longed for. Right. Yes. And I have been able to create that. And I think that being empathetic has been always in me, because I felt like everyone has a story outside of what we just see.
Yes.
You know, it's just deeper than that, you know? Yeah. I naturally have always been that type of person, but not even knowing that, oh, wow, I can do this and actually help other people. Like this can be my career. This can be my mission. To just listen, because some people, not even some, there's a lot of people that don't feel heard, you know, or seen. And I can attest to that, being a person that, you know, felt like that at one point in my life, of not feeling heard, not feeling seen, not even just in my childhood, as I grew up, right? And it was just like identifying that fear. Okay, I'm still that way because I'm still thinking about what happened, you know? And now it's, my biggest thing is stepping out of that. Yeah, happened, but I'm not going to be what happened.
Right, yeah. So good, right? And I think that one of the things, to your point, is I think I've always said this, and I really believe this, that social media is a good and bad thing, because, you know, you don't feel heard when there's so much noise. There's a lot of noise. And also when you're not growing up in the best environments either, right? I grew up in a very tough environment, and I was never heard. In fact, I felt very dismissed and unwanted. So a lot of rejection came into that, right? But now you feel that way too, even on social media, not just your family anymore, but if somebody is outshining you, or somebody has more followers, or somebody has more clicks, or somebody, whatever that thing is that you know, that social media has created for not just us, but for the youth, which really, you know, is very sad, because we've stopped living our lives, Angela, and we started watching other people live their lives. And that's exactly why I love that you said, you know, I came back to finding me, and that this was always in me, and it was always something I knew was there, but didn't know how to articulate it. And so, you know, that's because we are, and I really believe this, that we are all born with a natural set of gifts. And those natural set of gifts God gives you, implanted in you and created in you. And somewhere along the line, either somebody tried to snuff it out, or the world, or, you know, your mindset, or whatever that is, or maybe you try to snuff yourself out. Cause I also tried to commit suicide. So I know what you mean. And it's like, you know, nothing is worth giving away your beauty, your power, and your created being that God had decided that he was going to create in you. You made it through something that many people would not make it through in life, right? So, Angela, talk to me about these moments for you, or talk to me about that moment when you realized there's something more than what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling, what I'm going through, right? Because there's a clarity moment that happens to all of us, I think. Maybe in little pieces, but there is something that happens, whether we're, when we're trying to self-harm, whether we're, you know, committing suicide, whatever that thing is, something happens, I think, where God just kind of steps in and says, okay, no more. Right? Yeah. So do you have that moment, Angela? Like, do you know that moment for you?
Yes. Yes. Give me that. It was like God gave me he took the blindfolds off.
Yeah, I love when he does that.
And that's what I pray for constantly. God, remove the blindfolds from my eyes so that I can see clear.
Yeah.
In the direction you want me to go in. And I think that was the moment where I am 5 years clean of self-harm.
Yes.
I embrace that like it's my birthday, okay?
You should. It's a victory.
Oh my gosh, because I remember I just watched a YouTube video of me, because I'm big on mental health, and this month, May, is Mental Health Awareness Month. And in that video, it talked about why I don't think I'm gonna ever stop cutting. I think this is my coping. I was so committed to that being something that is just going to have to be a part of me now.
Right.
To be 5 years clean and past it, right? It showed me, wow, you really did evolve in falling in love with yourself. You may not be there completely, but at least you are doing the work.
Yeah, and you got the beautiful scars to prove it. The beautiful scars to prove it.
Exactly, the reminders.
Yeah. Yes.
Every day
of the victory,
it brings tears to my eyes sometimes, because it's just like, wow, thank you God for allowing me to get to where I am now.
Amen
for not giving up, you know.
Yeah,
seeing me and believing in me.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is too, Angela, it's one thing to see in you and believe in you, and then to take your story to then go and impact and help others, right? Because that's what it's about. I really believe that God just kind of, he's with us through the tough time. He's with us through the bad thoughts and in your case, the self-harm and stuff, which my daughter went through that for a season as well. So I get it. Mm. I understand it. And you know what? I really know that I know in my soul and my being that God will only allow that for your victory and not for your harm. And so God does that, when he does that and says, okay, daughter, okay, Angela, I got you. I'm standing next to you. I see what you're doing. I got you though, girl. I got you. You know, and then when you are victorious in this, you are then going to take that torch and light the way for others, right? Mm. Because that's what it's about. At the end of the day, I don't give a hoot about how many followers and likes and subscribe. I don't care about that. What I care about is, did I impact your life? Did I bring something in you that said to yourself, maybe I should not think this way, and maybe I have something greater? And that's what I worry about, because when I'm dying in bed, ain't no amount of money in the world going to do something for me when I'm in bed. I came in here naked, going to leave naked. So the truth is what is in the dash? What is from your day of birth to your day of death? There's always a dash on the tombstone. It says born on this day, dash, died on this day. What is your dash? Right? Yeah. What is that, Angela? And that's what you said. You said, you know what? God said to you, you know, you don't need to do this. There's something in you that is greater than that. And then you went ahead and said, okay, now I'm going to do something that's not easy, Angela. A life coach is not easy, because, you know, then you realize you're in business now, girlfriend, right? Yeah. You're in business of helping lives. But then to add to it, empathetic listeners, what I want to hear from you, right? So empathy is one thing, listening is another, because people don't do either sometimes. So talk to me about that, because that seems like an amazing tool, gift, and angle. So talk to me about the empathetic listening.
It's listening to comprehend what the person is saying, not listening to respond, because we're always ready to give an input, a comment, a judgment. Mm-hmm. But then the person's left not feeling heard.
Right.
Because they're so worried about saying what you need to say. Now let's listen to comprehend. And in the midst, you can pick up little things. Okay, I noticed this, I noticed that. Mm-hmm. And then in the end, if they ask you, hey, give me a little bit of feedback on what you thought, then now you're able to be able, because you sat there and comprehend, and that was trying to rebuttal.
Right.
And you are able to articulate what it is that you heard.
Right. Or fix the problem or try to fix the problem. Yeah.
Exactly. That right. way I can communicate, okay, this is the issue. Yes, this is the issue. When a person feels heard, they're going to be automatically, oh, wow, yes, I'm ready for whatever it is that we can do to be better.
Yeah. That's so good.
I need to be heard. I don't want to feel like I'm just talking to you, you just hear.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's powerful. But you know what, Angela, too? It's also listening without judgment, right? Because I'm sure that's part of the empathy part is listening without judgment, because the truth is we all have different stories. So therefore, we come to this life in a different map, on a different road, taking different turns. And then what we don't realize is, oh, she's silly for thinking like that. Or why is she thinking like that? For look at everything she got. Stop that nonsense, guys. The truth of the matter is that everybody has their own map. You get to this world in your own map and the own experiences. Yes. Like, you know, just because you're a different color, a different race, a different gender, a different whatever, doesn't mean that your experiences aren't valid. They're valid. And people need to understand to validate people. What I, you know, have a hard time with sometimes is the cruelty on the online space. There's a lot of cruelty. You know, even when you're just saying something simple like, oh, I like her dress. Oh, what you trying to say? I'm like, oh, my God, you guys are out of control. You know, that's why I don't read the reviews. I don't care. At the end of the day, the Lord is what's important to me. And if I say something against the Lord, that's on me and the Lord. I don't have to prove nothing to you. What I got to prove is I got to go to him one day, and I'm hoping and praying that it's well done, good and faithful servant. Not, oh, I got that many likes on that video, God, did I come into, you know?
No.
So talk to me about this amazing moment, a journey for you. First of all, I'm proud of you, Angela.
Oh, thank you.
I'm proud of you because it takes you, it takes everyone, and it takes you, and I know it takes you every day getting up as the new you and not the old version of you, right? It takes every day waking up with that, I always say it's the subconscious, not nice person that wakes you up in the morning sometimes and starts to go, will try to go like the worry or the woe is me or the I can't or whatever have you. And that's the you have to face all the time and be like, nope, not doing that today. The devil is a liar. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So talk to me about your journey now into this, you know, taking what God has done for you and then deciding. Doing the music, right? You said you had a high vibration, high music, you know, music with high vibration. And then also the life coaching stuff. So what was that journey for you?
Well, one, my empowerment support group for women of color is called She's that. Me.
Yep.
And originally, I was in therapy when I was young, and I adored my therapist so much because I really felt like she helped me help myself. Mm. Like she really did what she was supposed to do as a therapist. And so I asked her to do an internship, and life ended up happening and we weren't able to do it. So when I moved to California, my wife, she was just like, babe, I think you should do it. I think that this is something that you should do. And we were still in the pandemic and everybody was already starting to find out about Zoom and stuff like that. And so I was like, okay, you know what? This is a perfect time. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Right. So I got on the Zoom and I started She Is Me for women more in like their 20s and up. Adults 50 and plus can come as well, but it wasn't catered to the kids anymore like how I wanted it. But after that, I was like, okay, it's time to tap into the life coaching because I had already been thinking about it.
Right.
I had already discovered it a while back, but now that I also have a partner that's pushing me, that's encouraging me, it's like, wow, okay, what I already want to do, I'm getting from this person too. So why not?
Right.
Let's continue to do the domino effect and keep pushing each other. And so I made a community with my She Is Me, and I made a commitment to being a life coach. And with these women that were in there, they individually made testimonies of how She Is Me impacted them. And it's just me, you know, being my authentic self and sharing tools that I picked up along the way on this journey called life. Right. And realizing that everything, good or bad, were just lessons that I was supposed to learn. So that I can be able to give these tools out or these reminders, because sometimes we just need the reminder. You know, not that that we don't even know it. We just need the reminder that we need to use it now.
Right.
The knowledge, why not apply it and have it become wisdom?
For you too, right? Like it's a life. It's a, and this is what I guess I want all other coaches who are listening to take away as well. A lot of solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, that's my jam. So those are the people that listen to my show. And one of the things I realize is, you know, you have to pause for a second and realize as a coach that you are, you know, I know a lot of times we're told different things of, you know, you're going to make money in 30 days and you're going to have this in 30. And that's not actually true. The truth is that you need to build trust and like and have a community of people that will surround you and encourage you. And also the fact that you don't know everything. You don't know everything. And if you think you know everything, and nobody gonna want to be around you, because if you already think you know everything, what's the point?
Exactly.
Right? So, and you know, Angela, what I like is that you open, what I like is you're talking about sharing it forward, because you said your partner shared that with you, and that when she shared that with you, it encouraged you, and then you opened up a community to then share it and move forward, right? And that's what the powerful piece is, right? Because we're not meant to do this life alone, and we're not meant to do this journey alone. We're just not. And the BS that you hear out there, guys, with the person on the airplane and on the in the house that they rented to just shoot the video, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all stop listening to that nonsense out there, because it's ridiculous. Angela, as a life coach and as an empathetic listener, what do you think has been like one of the challenges that you've gone through that you've either overcome or are overcoming, right? As you're joining this journey with all of us of coaches out here and consultants out here, like what has been that challenge that you've noticed with either reaching your people or having them understand what you're doing? Like, what's that challenge been for you?
I think my challenge is failing at it, like it not progressing.
Right.
That's what my challenge is, because it's, but the biggest thing is taking that out, because that's just a fear.
Yeah.
Right? Because we suppose that we're going to fall, but being yourself unapologetically and not being, I guess the fear is being nervous about, well, what if they don't like me?
Yeah.
What if, you know,
so real. That's so real.
What I'm saying is not resonating with them? What if because our journeys is not similar, or they just don't feel that we can, you know, we can mesh together. Yeah. Like, I guess the what ifs pop up. What if
to but everyone.
I just know that that's the enemy, you know, just trying to sneak in. Knowing that I'm living out my purpose, okay, I got to go ahead and throw a little monkey wrench in there.
Of course.
For her, because I don't want her. But I do always put my best foot forward and show people in any interaction that I have, because I think that's what's important. The interaction I have with you, the interaction that I have with a neighbor, that is what's going to make, and if I'm allowing myself to tell you what I do, that is now you're going to be able to pass that on to the next person. Right. So it's what impression are you making?
Right. You know, right.
What the impression, and not being fearful to be yourself, you know, and not caring about anybody else. Like you were talking about earlier, anybody else's judgment. The only person I need to be worried about is the Lord. That's it.
You know? Literally, that's it. Because at the end of the day, it's you and him. It's you and him, baby. I don't care who you with, who you talking to, it's you and him, right? Exactly. So, you know, one of the strongest things I've ever done, Angela, to take me to progress forward as opposed to being stuck there. Because Angela, what you just said is real and it's true. Everyone goes through it. I don't care who you are. I don't care how tough you think you are. I have spoken to multi-millionaires and billionaires on this show and in person. And let me tell you, they all fear that too. It is a real thing. right? Yeah. So one of the exercises I do to get me through that when I'm feeling a little bit stuck, or I don't know where to look, or I'm feeling like, dang, I don't know what to do next, is I do this this practice where I act like I showed up to the world today. Like God created me today, just like Adam and Eve, he created me today. I have no hangups, no past fears. Nothing's ever happened to me. I know nothing of the past. Nothing exists but today. So then that just makes you start focusing on where do you want to go? Okay, that's what I want to go. That's where I want to go. So I immerse myself in that. And then I'm like, okay, so that's where I want to go. And that's what I want to do. But how do I get there? I just got here today, so I don't really know anything. So let me start working on today what Nina's going to love about me 4 years from now, 5 years from now. Because when we're born today, we don't have the hangups. The enemy can't come to you with fears. See, fears are things you knew, right? So you're afraid of repeating the fears. So therefore, you are afraid to face what's coming because you already faced something similar in the past and your brain is telling you it's too scary. Let's not do that. I look at fear as to face and eliminate all restrictions, F-E-A-R, face and eliminate all restrictions. And so is there something that if you are just born today, there is literally nothing for you to look at in the past. You can only look forward because there's nothing in the past to look at, right? Yes. And once you start to do that, you can start to get yourself to move forward. So that means you start to think differently, get a little bit more creative, asking God to kind of show you what the next step is. And what do I name that tree, Lord? How do I do this? And where do I go from here? Because I don't have I don't have judgments of the past. So I have to go forward, right?
Yes.
Because Angela, let me tell you, all of us have a past. All of us have something that takes you down. And all of us has an enemy against our spirit and soul who will come and say to you, remember that, Angela, remember when you used to, remember what they said, remember what they did, remember remember how embarrassing that was. Remember how you couldn't. And so, you can sit there and be the new day of your old self. So today is just a Monday of the same person you were yesterday, or today can be the new day of the person you're creating. And that's on you. And that's on you, right?
So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Taking that in.
Take it in and spread it around, right?
So, yes.
Angela, I love your energy and I love what you bring to the table. And I love that you have developed a space for people to be and to come with what they already have. Just come, right? And so tell me a little bit about this circle that you have going on for women of color. What does this look like?
Okay, so we are on Zoom and we are all over the world, right? So we have people in California, we have people in Texas, New York, Philly, Florida, Atlanta. I want this to be a global thing. And I have like a lesson where I give out tools and then we connect with each other. We talk encourage each other. We make sure that the chat, if you don't feel comfortable speaking out loud, use the chat. Right, we're making it a safe place for everyone, every woman of color, so that they can feel like, oh, they are heard and seen.
Right.
It feels good when somebody said, oh, dang, I've been through that too. Because in the moment, you felt like you were just by yourself. Nobody gets it. Nobody.
Such a lie. Such a lie.
Oh my God.
Such a lie.
It does something for the heart every time. Girl, I've been through the same thing. Really? You know, and it doesn't have to be a trauma bond. It can be something that we grew through. That was our experience. But it just feels good when someone else can relate. And now we don't feel that little girl inside is reminded, dang, I was never alone.
Amen to that. Because you weren't.
I wasn't.
Right. It's a lie. It's an absolute lie. It's an absolute lie. And that's the thing, like all of you who are listening to this and you're feeling encouraged, I hope you're feeling encouraged because I know I am just listening to Angela. I want them to take away, Angela, that there are people, there's someone out there for you. There's a village for you. There's a tribe for you. You're not alone in this.
Absolutely.
And for those of you who think, oh, I'm alone because I don't have anybody, that's a lie from the pit of hell. And so you have to just say to yourself, okay, wait a second. Maybe I feel alone, but I'm not alone. I just got to actually reach out to somebody because,
if there's this
community. So this community, is it weekly, monthly, yearly? How does this work?
One Sunday and one Thursday of the month.
Oh,
if you reach out to me at sheismewoc@gmail.com, you can be a part and I will send you the schedule. It is a free empowerment group.
Oh, so wow.
If you can't go to therapy right now, you can't find no life coaching, this is a free space to make community with other women of color. We're here to connect and help each other.
That's awesome.
In unity. When women come together, do you know what we are capable of?
Right. There's strength in community.
Yes.
There's strength in community. 100%. I believe that as well. You know, I think, you know, being a coach myself and having to trudge through this for a couple years and trying to learn systems and trying to learn all that kind of stuff and all that kind of, and then now that's what I do too, Angela. I really help women, especially aspiring women who want to become coaches, kind of not navigate this alone because there's just too much alone stuff going on. Yeah. The same thing. Yeah. It's awesome that you're doing that. So your space is free and it's for women of color. And then you just gave your Gmail account. So what is it again?
It's sheismewoc@gmail.com. If you would like to be a participant of She Is Me. Also, if you just want to hit me up about the life coaching, you can also use that email and we can communicate from there.
Is there other places they can find you? Like, are you online or, you know, places where they can follow?
Social medias too. So you can also follow me at sheismewoc.empowerment. If you would like my life coaching services, it's on Fiverr. So if you go to my Instagram, just click the link in the bio and you go right to me.
That's awesome.
If you want to follow my artist page as well, it's acforever_. I also have a podcast, which AC. And I give motivation and encouragement. What I give in She Is Me is getting put out on a podcast for everybody to hear.
That's so cool. That's awesome. So you're doing your thing. You're doing your thing. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of like you stepping out in faith. I'm proud of what you're doing. I'm proud of like the fact that you opened up a community. And I love speaking to women like you who are just like really just stepping out and doing their thing authentically and who they are. And it's just so beautiful to watch and see. So Angela, thank you for coming on Straight Talk, for being honest and real and authentic and open and vulnerable and all those things. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Like, I'm
so glad.
The most time, like, this was great. I almost started crying. Like, that's how you know it was real. Yeah. I felt chills. I felt God here. He was present. So I'm happy. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. So good. You're welcome. Guys, thank you guys for following us. I know these episodes go by so fast. I feel like me and Angela just started talking.
Right?
It goes by so fast. But I want to make sure that you guys really support her. If you are a woman of color, listen up, y'all. Okay? If there's a community out there of people who are just trying to pour into you and it is open and it's free and it is for you, what the heck are you doing trying to trudge around this stuff by yourself? That is ridiculous. Make sure you go and get on to Angela's email and follow her on social media. I'm going to link all of that information below so that you don't miss anything. Stop wasting time. Don't do this crap alone. There's people out here that want to support you and watch you grow and expand. Thank you for sharing, liking, subscribing, all that great stuff. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.